Another author has come our way here in the Upper Great Lakes region, and actually he is coming home in a way. Yeah, Jeff Van de Zandt is in the studio with me, and he is the author of what is called American Poet.
American Poet.
Which is a novel, and has won a prize.
Right. Yeah. I learned back in December that it won a Michigan Notable Book Award. And they award, the Library of Michigan awards 20 books the Michigan Notable Book Award a year, and they are books that were published in the previous year, and they usually get between 200 and 300 entries, and I learned in December that American Poet rose to the top in those entries and took a prize.
Wow. Are there any particular criteria that you're aware of for their awarding these books?
The authors either have to be from Michigan, or they have to be writing about Michigan, or if it's fiction, their work needs to be set in Michigan, or they need to be from Michigan.
Okay, well, obviously this met the criteria. Yeah. So what is the setting in American Poet?
American Poet, I get a little, I'm from the UP myself, born and raised in Marquette, but I get a little bit away from my roots because American Poet is set in Saginaw, and I've been living down there teaching at Delta College for 13 years now. So the book is about a young poet who finishes up school at the University of Michigan, and he has a degree in poetry writing, and he comes back to Saginaw to look for work. And you can imagine how successful he is with his poetry degree looking for work in Saginaw, which is in an economic depression, to say the least. But he kind of finds himself because Theodore Rettke, the poet's home, his boyhood home, is in Saginaw. And this is true. It's maintained as a museum, and the folks who are maintaining it are kind of struggling. Within the fictional aspect of the book, Denver, the main character of American Poet, learns that there's been a fire in the attic of the home, not enough to burn it down, but enough to put its future in jeopardy. And so he kind of gets behind an effort to save the house. And in that effort, kind of comes to terms with himself, with his father, with a lot of things. Because as you imagine, as a 22-year-old, you're not in harmony with a lot of things often. So it's kind of a coming-of-age story.
I see. And award-winning to boot.
Yeah.
Where is it published from?
It's published from a press that has published two other of my books. It's a press in Ohio called Bottom Dog Press. And they get their name. A lot of their books are working class and giving voice to people who often don't have a voice, as far as a big working class focus. And so they published Landscape with Fragmented Figures, Emergency Stopping, and then just recently American Poet. And the press is pretty excited about the award too.
Well, I'm sure, because they had a hand in it.
Right. So it's challenging for smaller presses to get recognition for their books.
Sounds like that might establish a greater relationship between you and that publisher.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Hopefully, because I'm sure that's not the last book you're ever going to write.
I'm working on one right now.
Okay, is it also a novel?
It's a novel, and actually right now it's tentatively titled Michigan.
Okay.
Michigan,
well,
a novel.
We can't get more general than that.
The title might change, but right now it's about a grandson and a grandfather taking a road trip from Detroit up to the UP.
You tell a lot of very personal stories with these different books. Is there a particular reason why you find yourself in that that category?
What do you mean by personal stories?
Well,
exactly?
People who are discovering themselves, getting having reawakenings, revelations about their lives, and so forth, and instead of action, adventure, mystery, what all?
Right. Kind of it's what I'm drawn to is literary fiction. Oftentimes I'll be watching TV with my wife and there'll be an author on Oprah and she'll say, "Why can't you write a book like that and be on Oprah or something?" I mean, teasingly, but and I tried once. Actually, I tried to write a kind of a horror thing and it was so far removed from my actual interest, I couldn't do it. I mean, I can't sit down and put in the time of writing if I don't believe in what I'm writing. So I'm very much interested in self-identity stories.
Well, it definitely makes a difference when you can connect yourself to the characters and plot line and so forth.
That's why I think sometimes literary fiction gets the gets tagged with like being a downer, because people say, you know, I read to escape life, not to think about it. And I think all of us are dealing with issues of self-identity and who are we and coming to terms with ourselves. And sometimes we don't want to read about that when we sit down to read. So
okay.
Literary fiction, I think, is challenging in that way.
Now, others can find out more about you and this writing, and of course, American Poet tonight. You're going to be over at the Peter White Public Library, I understand.
I am. Part of the Michigan Notable Book Award is being part of the Michigan Notable Book Tour, and we tour 50 libraries between the 20 authors. So I've visited the Cairo Public Library, the Bridgeport Public Library, and then this is my last stop on the tour for me. At the Peter White Library tonight at 7. And I'll be reading some from the book. And we actually made a short film based on one of the chapters in the book. And the director, also an NMU alum, Jim Gleason, will be there to show the movie. He directed and shot the movie. And
He's familiar to us here at Public Radio 90. He worked here for a short time, too.
Yeah. Yes. He always talks very fondly of his time here.
All right. Well, another collaboration that seems to bring it around full circle for us, too.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully some people can make their way to Peter White tonight at 7.
Okay. Jeff VandeZande, Marquette native and author, is my studio guest today, and he has written American Poet, a novel set in the Saginaw area, and he'll be reading parts of that book tonight and showing a short film produced by Jim Gleason from NMU as well at Peter White Library in, I'm assuming, the community room, right?
Community room, and it's free and open to the public.